So our overarching objective in all things that we do is to get you to learn something more about yourself.
Welcome to the new podcast series for the Global Wellness Summit, recorded live during our 2019 summit at the Grand Hyatt Singapore. I'm Kim Marshall. Heal or heal thyself is a common trope in the healthcare industry. But what if today's leaders had a way to tune up their bodies and minds in a life-changing location and to reboot for the year ahead? Listen as Oxford grads and former venture capital pros John Stanton and Robin Connolly explain the reason they created Chosen, bespoke retreats and experiences that help people challenge themselves, embrace growth, and optimize their lives. To make it even more interesting, their retreats are in places like Iceland, Guatemala, South Africa, Hong Kong, and Singapore. But now let's take a detour to that country everyone loves, Italy, and hear from Barbara Gavazzoli from the sustainable beauty company called Comfort Zone.
Well, what I always say is that we have a science-based holistic approach, which means that we're very much rooted in science, but we always remember that beyond the skin, there's a person, and we need to take that into account when we create our products, our treatments.
Later, we'll learn more about the Italian influences on the culture and ethics of Comfort Zone. Here I am with two of the hippest, coolest people at the Global Wellness Summit. I'll let them tell you who they are. Names, please, and title, if we could, to get it right.
Robin Connolly, co-founder, Chosen Experiences.
John Stanton, co-founder, Chosen Experiences.
Yeah, these two are right out of, you know, I don't know, let's see, GQ and let's see, Vogue Experience Magazine, something. And somehow Robin's wearing the cutest top I've seen since I've been here. So that is irritating, but I'll get over that. And here we are. I met Chosen about a year ago, and it struck me with my background as promoting destination spas around the world that this was like, what they're trying to do is like destination spas on the move. And by that, I mean like a week-long stay where somehow at the end of it, you have an aha moment, sort of an epiphany and a life changer. So that is what I remember. But now, Robin, how did you guys meet and how did this happen?
Well, John and I met in business school in the UK at Oxford. And we initially started out a venture capital firm. And we said, okay, what are we passionate about? What do we want to do with our lives? And I was passionate about entrepreneurship. John was passionate about the environment. That put us together to say, okay, let's support entrepreneurs who protect and create innovation to help save the environment. Oh. So, yeah. So it goes all the way back. So we started that business, and it was passion-based business. And we said, on paper, everything's perfect. We're successful. We're doing all the right things. We're doing what we want to do with our time, with our energy. You know, what's happening here that I don't feel successful? I don't feel fulfilled. I'm not super stoked about everything. And what I think we started to reflect on, this was in Hong Kong in around 2010 to 13, we started doing more fitness because we both have athletic backgrounds. John's a former collegiate rower, and I'm a former competitive kickboxer.
Girls and guys, they both look exactly like that. So whatever you're thinking, yeah, they look like that. So go ahead.
So basically, we weren't applying those sort of athlete-type skills to our passion. So that's where this started. And we said, okay, how can we live a life, the life we actually envisioned for ourselves and what we want, how we want our day-to-day life look like, to look like, and do our passion? And so we started doing a lot of research, talking to practitioners, trying to basically set up a program for ourselves. How can we eat when we're supposed to eat what we're supposed to eat? How can we sleep when we're supposed to sleep how we're supposed to sleep? How can we deal with stress in all the ways that, you know, are the best ways to deal with stress? And how can we move in the way that's best for our body and best for our mindset? So, yeah.
So, John, what could you tell us is where was the pain point? What was the need in the marketplace for what you and Robin created?
Oh, that's a great question, because originally it was born out of crisis. And whilst, you know, Robin's doing a great job of describing the reflection, the one that was, I think, most in crisis was me. Although I didn't actually show it or even realize it, quite frankly. And when we originally launched Chosen, it was to reconnect with what we knew was right, you know, as former athletes, and emphasis on the former. And then when we originally launched it, we had all these people that, you know, we reached out to, practitioners, you know, business coaches, nutritionists, doctors that would help us, that helped us craft the program. But it was originally because, you know, we wanted to live this way. And then right from the start, there were 24 people who from within our network of folks that we'd met from 2007 in Dubai when we launched our venture capital firm, to the folks that we were working with consistently in family offices, VCs, founders, executives in Hong Kong, Singapore, London, they showed up. And they were saying the same thing to us. They said, "Oh my goodness, thank you. Thank you for putting this together." And it was a passion project initially.
So initially it was like, come away with us for a week and we'll teach you how to recalibrate. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, we did it to the point where we set up a summer of it. So it was from June to the end of August. And we said, come away with us as you can. Take
like
some
movie.
Time off. I know, right? And it was like Survivor meets Shark Tank almost. It was hilarious. But then by the end of that summer, we had a couple of dozen people that went through. And we actually, because we're VCs and we ran our own firm, so we were entrepreneur VCs that were hyper research driven. This is why we love the Global Wellness Institute.
Yeah.
We did the research and we found that people were, you know, though they were successful, there was this, you know, burgeoning awareness in the market. And this is where the GWI is so interesting to me personally. You know, they were putting numbers behind it even in 2013, where, you know, anytime you do a business case or you make an investment as an investor, a VC investor, you want to make sure that it's there. And so that's what we did. We're very research driven, and we found, even from my background in psychology, you know, reached out to my mentors in the space, and they said, "John, this is exactly where, you know, everything is moving." And we also, as Robin was describing very early on in her commentary, we looked for ways that the industry initially could support people like us, because we're, you know, when I describe, like, I didn't even know that I was at a point where I was unhappy.
Oh,
you know, it was, you know, everything looked great. You know, we were successful. It was awesome.
But you went a little deeper, and there it was.
Yeah, and there it was. And
so, Robin, the world, hopefully, and we invite you all to listen to our podcast, but not everyone, you know, has been to Oxford, and not everyone's in a VC venture capital group, but everyone sort of has the same level of stress on the planet. Mm-hmm. It's so weird. So I think you guys focus on leaders, right? How can you say or see that some of the experiences and the tools you give leaders has a trickle-down effect for their employees or the rest of the planet?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great observation, and exactly what we intend is, we don't just look for leaders. Mainly the primary criteria of someone looking for something from us is that they have an open and curious mindset, the end, full stop. And that's the people that we're connecting with. As far as what we found in, because of our background, we did find that all of the people in the network, that the 24 or so people that showed up, happened to be quite successful people who were leaders, who did have groups of people under them.
Yeah.
And so as soon as the leader of a group of people in an organization or even a community or even a family begins to take notice of their well-being and begins to show that they need to make themselves a priority and taking care of themselves first before they start helping everyone else, I think, you know, the evidence is immediately clear, and then they will follow suit. Also, that person will suddenly look at another person and say, "I can see that this worked for me and you're not doing that, and so I can help you do that." So then they start that conversation, share the knowledge, pass it down.
And I tell you, it always reminds me of when you're on the plane with your kid and they go, "And please put the oxygen mask on yourself first and then your child. Because if you fainted, you can't really help your kid."
Exactly.
So if a leader has a heart attack or is high cholesterol to the point of immobility, they can't really help anybody else. But tell me, can you guys get specific? John, could you tell us like what a program with Chosen would consist of? I know you have varieties of programs, but
Yeah, absolutely. We'll just email you the itinerary. You can come on the 18th.
Yeah. I will.
There we go. Basically, from a programmatic perspective, we designed it very specifically to have a goal at the end. And that's what we look for everyone to have a goal when they come through the experience with us, right? So this is where when we were looking for help initially for ourselves, you know, concepts like detoxing or the word retreat would come up a lot. And the concept of detox to me is very interesting because you have organs in your body that help you detox. Mm. The concept of, okay, how do you detox? How do you take away things from your life that then results in a shift didn't make sense to me.
Oh.
Or how do you, you know, retreat or run away from life to
to get ahead of life.
Yeah, get ahead of life. That also didn't make sense to me. And so the program is actually designed to say, what is your goal? And that's actually a little confronting in and of itself.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And so we use this construct at Chosen, very simple. It's called PPI. So from the very beginning, the first P is presence. So in our fast-paced, always-on-your-phone lifestyle culture, we're really not present. We're not in the moment. We're looking in the future or we're looking for dopamine distractions on our apps, right? And so the program itself is designed so that you go through in a state of flow with other people around you, and we actually programmatically do that so that you get there and we get you present right from the very beginning. And usually it's in a cultural way. So in, you know, our experiences in Bali, we have a Balinese welcome ceremony that touches base on including the culture of Indonesia and of Bali specifically into how we integrate you into the environment, which
is like we did amazing. This morning with the Chinese dragons and the red scarf.
Exactly. Yeah,
that you and precisely. I are still wearing.
Yeah. It's cozy in here. You know, I'm cozy because of my scarf. And then basically we put you through a daily experience that actually continues to connect with your purpose for being there, right? That's the second P in the PPI. And so our purpose is to get the group through the experience in flow together. And that's from Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi's flow state psychology construct, which we use because our Olympic athletes not just recommended, but live by it.
They do it, yeah.
Yeah, so the structure of the program is to say, okay, how can you consistently get present and actually live in the moment, being that your life is happening now? It's not going to happen 20 years from now. It's happening now.
And there's a lot to distract you from.
Exactly,
that.
Yeah. And then the purpose of it is consistent in that, you know, we're working together to get you as a group in a state of flow. And so what we do is we implement movement modalities, meaning that you actually are learning to move differently. So concepts of like, oh, I'm into fitness, I'm into yoga, I'm into whatever. If you're into, say, CrossFit or yoga, we'll do animal movements with you during the week so you actually learn how to move your body differently. We do that every day.
Good.
We are mindful of your circadian rhythms and your cortisol cycle, meaning that we start putting you to sleep at 2 p.m. with the activities that we're doing. So you're in bed by 9 and asleep for 8 hours.
Okay, I really have to go there.
I know. And then things like all the learning workshops that we do are paired with the amount of movement that you're doing, with the amount of sleep that you're getting, and the food that you're eating.
Sure.
Straight from the farm, which is amazing. We actually had an amazing collaboration with a Michelin star chef here in Singapore pre-summit that showcased that concept. And so the rest of the week with us or in our programs, movement, new learning, adventure, all based on learning new skills to actually make sure that you are consistently in the moment.
So, Barbara, you're a head of marketing. What is the story you tell for Comfort Zone? Who are you?
Well, what I always say is that we have a science-based, holistic approach, which means that we're very much rooted in science, but we always remember that beyond the skin, there's a person, and we need to take that into account when we create our products, our treatments, but also when we manufacture them and when we educate people. So this is where the sustainability plays a key role, because we're doing this for the people, not just for the skin, but also for their planet. So we keep all these three elements together.
You can learn more about the partnership between Comfort Zone and the Carillon Miami Wellness Resort by visiting carillonhotel.com. That's CARILLON hotel.com. Now let's get back to our conversation with John Stanton and Robin Connolly. So new learning sounds really exciting to me. Robin, where are some of the places Chosen takes people?
Do you mean geographically?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do Iceland, Guatemala, South Africa, New Zealand, and Bali.
Oh, okay.
And then we also do in-city events. And those are mostly in Hong Kong and Singapore, but we intend to
really?
Expand out.
Yeah. Oh, and how lucky for us that we're here. So what is the difference? I love this question. Between taking a hop off bus in Singapore or the Crazy Rich Asians tour in Singapore compared to what you did with the delegates?
Oh, yes, this is a great question.
We're going to rent a bus next time. It's going to be great.
So what we do is, as John said, is about self-awareness. So what we did was we framed the experiences that we did around exploration, connection with the fellow people around you, an authentic connection.
Community.
Culture. For the community. And then the last part of that is learning about yourself. So when you learn about something in Asian culture or in Singapore culture, then you also take that and you reflect back to what does this mean to me? What can I take from this? What can I learn from this? So our overarching objective in all things that we do is to get you to learn something more about yourself,
mm-hmm.
which is a big difference.
And what do you do with that information that you learn about yourself? What are you supposed to do with it?
We use the concept of neuroplasticity, which means that once you learn one new thing, your brain re-looks at and puts everything that you've learned your entire life up until that point into perspective based on this new information.
That's so possible? Is
yes,
that really possible?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. So yeah, creating new neuropathways. And ideally what we want to do is you view the world a little bit differently. And ideally for us, a little bit differently means a little more openly and a little more curious.
So that's very cool. John, I was looking on your testimonials page on your website. And by the way, it looks so good. It's an update to that website. It looks wonderful. Community testimony. What you have for testimonials, usually you have people saying, I paid my money. I had a great time. I'll come back again. But you start with community testimonials. Mm. That's chutzpah and kudos.
Yeah.
What did you learn from the community?
What did we learn from the community, the people that come through Chosen specifically?
So what do you learn from the places like, Singapore, and did you say Sydney or in Hong Kong?
Iceland, yeah, Hong Kong, yeah.
So the people that you interact with, the mm-hmm. cultural leaders of mm-hmm. that, like the tea ceremony people mm-hmm. or the dancers or whatever, do you get any feedback from them?
Yeah, absolutely. And so what we do, no, I think we can use the experiences that we did in Singapore with Global Wellness Summit as an example. We actually have an alumni base, which is what we consider our community, and where
people who've been on your trip before.
Exactly,
okay.
Yes. And they are based normally in global financial centers.
Oh. Right?
But we do not discriminate against people who aren't from global financial centers who have figured
come,
it out. Yes,
come.
Absolutely.
So not just Wall Street, that's
yeah,
fine.
Exactly. Those guys need hugs, so it's it works out.
Too, yeah.
So basically, our alumni community are also, they recommend the best practitioners, and they understand that the concept of Chosen is Japanese for challenge. It's actually from the verb chosen suru, which means overcoming a challenge for the first time. And so with the Global Wellness Summit, the structure that we used was actually, let's expose people who are primarily from all over the world, they're from different cultures, to a very Eastern wellness philosophy and multiple touch points on Eastern wellness philosophy. And then to get them to a place where they weren't judging it, and actually accepting what was going on and engaging energetically. And
so what kind of things, like Tai Chi? And
We did a full half day of exploring Qi yesterday.
I love Qi.
Yeah, it's cool,
one of
right?
my favorite things.
Yeah, it's cool.
And I don't mean tea, okay?
Yeah.
I like tea too. Energy is what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that for driven type A personalities, you will sit there with a bit of pessimism. And so what we do consistently is design our programs around, hey, yeah, you can approach this with pessimism or you can approach this with curiosity. And by the way, there's actual research and science and things that are very similar in what's now, burgeoning Western awareness of
5,000 years of tradition all be wrong.
Yeah.
Can it?
Yeah. And so that's what we do with our community. We actually have access to the best practitioners, to the best people who've been making impact on our alumni's life consistently. And so we had, on the one-day event, we explored, you know, the science and the anatomy behind your nervous system, you know, and actually down-regulating. And that's the same thing that happened, you know, in down-regulation and looking at the anatomy of the nervous system in our gong bath ceremony.
Oh,
with
I missed
two,
that. I was silent disco dancing, sorry.
Well, it's all good. But we, you know, we explored, you know, an hour and a half with two chi masters was a down-regulation for these people and then lifted them up. And so it actually, like, engaged with their nervous system the very same way that we explored the anatomy of the nervous system and how you down-regulate from a Western perspective the day before. And so with our community testimonials on the site, you do have alumni who've come through and their experiences and how this type of learning and exploration has impacted them and how they can take the learning back to their daily lives. And we have access to some ridiculous mentors, both Western and Eastern.
Well, what I love is that, you know, if you didn't believe in chi before the exercise, you know, you get home, you're like, wait a minute, I felt that thing. I gotta get back there. How do I do that?
Yeah.
So Robin, you and John created Chosen to help yourselves, really. You were trying to fill that little donut hole in, like, complete fulfillment or feeling where you wanted to go. But what have you learned from other people from doing this?
So much. You know, I guess the biggest thing is I learned what I didn't know. It was hard to learn. It was hard to know before what I didn't know. You know, there were all these areas of things that I didn't recognize. And that level of self-awareness is huge. And a lot of it is about Eastern concepts. It's about travel. It's about being open to different cultures, different religions, how people view the world. But I find that no matter of their culture, their religion, their background, their career, where they were born, et cetera, gender, sexuality, whatever, we all are struggling with self-care and wellness and purpose. Yep. And that's the thing that really binds our community together. And I think it's a really beautiful thing to have people of seemingly extremely diverse cultures sitting on opposite sides of the table come to the table and then relate to each other on how they're struggling to sleep or to deal with stress. I mean, that's something that's universal for all of us.
And they can help each other with even the most simple ways. And the practitioners who are just like laughing at, could you please, you know, I don't know, that my Asian friends, when they just start giggling, like, just calm it. What are you doing? So, you know, we had someone in here. The first interview was Fred Sow, and he does Living Octave, I guess. But he said he was fourth generation business owner, and he realized, God, it's on my shoulders whether we fail or succeed. Mm-hmm. And I got to find a way to run this machine of mine, which is my own body, in a better way. So, John, people listening, if they say, you know what, I'm going to do this. I got to go. I have this MBA, and I got to really perform, but I got to keep this machine going. How can they find out about Chosen and how far in advance do they have to book?
That's a great question. So our site is chosenexperiences.com. And because we have rolling admissions into our cohorts, anytime we upload dates, they fill in pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested and there are dates online,
grab them.
Currently, I think we've rolled out April and May of 2020 in locations in Bali and New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And those are our life optimization experiences and impact experiences. Yeah. So get online. Message us. Go through it. We do interview everyone with a lifestyle assessment prior to make sure that your goals are in alignment with what the program can deliver for you, and that is part of the process to actually communicate and connect prior to you attending. And then,
so tell me, the price range for a week at Chosen is from like $5 to $10 or $1,000?
Yes, exactly. So it's in our programs we're now releasing long weekend or 3-day programs.
Oh,
as well.
You are good.
Yeah. So this is a big shift. So that does mean there's a little more work in advance. So you have to prepare is in our longer program, we basically take you through something and
hold their hand. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And it is challenging, but it is also, there's a lot of comfort and care that goes into it.
So let's just say that's a lot cheaper than paying for a heart attack recovery or yeah. being on blood pressure medicine the rest of your life. So yeah. what I love is that the moonshot, the wellness moonshot that the Global Wellness Summit is behind, that you can stop preventable disease. Lifestyle is a choice. Mm-hmm. Chosen is the hand stretched out to help you on that path.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So guys, thank you.
Thank you.
We have GQ and Vogue here, isn't it?
Everyone should come here and have the compliment bath from Kim.
It's like it's a chi compliment bath.
Well, you can throw it back. Splash right back on
yeah.
me.
This beautiful lady here interviewing us right now with the verbal hugs.
And a huge, beautiful smile.
Oh, you should see me when I sleep. But anyway, thanks a lot, you guys. Thanks for tuning in to this first series of podcasts from the Global Wellness Summit. Please head to globalwellnesssummit.com to learn more and click on the Global Wellness Trends tab to see complete trend reports from the past few years. I'm Kim Marshall from Swell Public Relations, and thanks for listening.